From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
When you're down and you're alone, it's a train that brings you home. And your mother, brother, sister, father waiting at the door. It's so sweet, sweet. Makes me glad I'm only a stone's throw away.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Dan Kroll with the song title Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our producer Heather Epps for putting together the our home-themed song each week for our radio show. And if you would like to request we play a home-themed song at the beginning of our radio show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt and also mention your name on the air. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Show, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we'll be talking to Jay Rotten, also Leisure Depot's Frank Januzzi, Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern's Andrew McGauley, HWC Custom Cabinetry's Jay Miller, and also custom builder and remodeler Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. How are you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim.
Good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Melser Tile.
Well, we are a full-service, family-owned and operated tile distributorship. We sell tile and stone and pretty much any kind of tile and stone you can think of. We don't do any installation. We're just a distributor. We've been in business since 1968, so we just celebrated 48 years in business. And we are on Dorchester Road, 4965 Dorchester Road.
Gotcha. So Melser Tile, you folks sell tile to the public, right, and also to professionals?
That is correct. Gotcha. Yes, we have a pretty extensive contractor sales division back here where we can help folks. Of course, full-service warehouse. And we also sell to do-it-yourself. If somebody wants to do their own backsplash or their own bathroom or kitchen floor, whatever the case may be, we can help you through that with the products and the knowledge to get that job done.
we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area, and they may not be realize or be familiar with the name Melser Tile and the fact that you folks have been around for almost 50 years. Talk about what's the secret of success for Melser Tile.
You know, I think it's just working hard and trying to listen to your customers and selling them, you know, what they want to be sold. Not trying to sell them something that you might have on sale that month or that week. We really, really go out of our way to try to listen to what our customers' goals are and then try to help them get there within their budgetary constraints, if there are any.
You know, things have changed in 48 years as far as tile goes. How much display space did Melser Tile used to have devoted to those white 4x4 tiles? I mean, there weren't a lot of options. Maybe the Pepto-Bismol pink and the avocado green.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, Tim, I mean, I don't really know because I was only one back then. But, you know, I think we probably had, I don't know, 700 or 800 square feet in a showroom, and from some of the photos I've seen, all we had was just little sample boards. We certainly didn't have, you know, the displays like we have now. And, you know, we graduated up to about a 3,000 square foot showroom, and now since 2000 we've been in this showroom, which is 7,500 square feet. Mm-hmm. And it's always in a state of flux, you know, as far as we're out with the old, in with the new. We have a lot of vignettes that will show you exactly what your product's going to look like when it's on your wall or floor. And it's a full-time job just keeping the showroom updated, and I think we have some ladies up here that really, really do a good job with that.
Well, you wouldn't know when you say the showroom is in a state of flux. What you're saying is you're always changing out old tile displays for new tile.
That's right, and we've got our vignettes set up to where we can do most of that. You know, either on the weekends or certainly without disturbing any you know, customers that are coming in for selections.
Mm-hmm. It is more challenging today, I would guess, keeping up with all of the different tile options. And how is I guess it's kind of the chicken or the egg. Does Melser Tile bring the new tile selections to the homeowners, or do the homeowners request those things? Are they using the internet and finding different types of styles of tile and say, Melser, do you have this? I'm interested in buying this.
We get some of that. Most of it, you know, we are pretty involved with all of the associations of Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. We go to all the shows and everything. One of the things we've always said is we shop the world to bring you the best and the latest in tile and stone. So a lot of it, you know, is just trends that are within the tile marketplace. But sometimes we will have somebody that will show us something from another town if they're moving here, and we'll go out and seek it out and find it. But mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot out there that you won't find when you come in here.
What how many vignettes did you say that Melser Tile here has on display?
Oh, well, I mean, the upright one's probably about 15, and then, you know, every floor is done in a different tile. Mm-hmm. So I don't even, it'd be hard to count, you know. I mean, probably over 100 altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these upright vignettes that we're looking at now, that those look to be about 4 foot by 8 foot or so. And what I like about that is you're showing at least two different styles of tile working together. And I would guess that was very helpful to your customers here at Melser Tile to be able to help envision what the installed tile will look like in their own home before they buy it.
Right, and that's a big reason for that, so they can see it installed and grouted. And, you know, back in the day, Tim, you know, a tile was either white or it was blue or it was green or whatever color it was. But now there's so much color movement to it as the tile manufacturers try to mimic a natural stone or a granite or a slate look. So you really can't show people anymore just one piece and give them a realistic expectation of what it's going to look like. So, you know, that's a lot of the reason that we have these installations done, so that folks can imagine exactly what it's going to look like.
Are there any new products that Melser Tile has that our listeners should know about?
Yeah, we actually have something we're really excited about. It hasn't quite taken off yet, but we expect it to at any point. It's a thin unit. It's about half the thickness of a normal porcelain tile, so it's maybe around a quarter of an inch thick or a little smaller, but it actually comes in slabs. It comes in slabs up to 5 foot by 5 foot and up to 5 foot by 10 foot. Mm. And what this allows you to do is to go in a remodel project. Let's say you have a showroom or a car dealership or something like that, and you don't want to tear all the old tile out. You can actually just put this right over it. Mm. Or if you want to redo your bathroom, your shower, and you don't want any grout joints, you can just put this up, and you basically have a joint that gets caulked in the corner. So kind of does away with the grout. And the technology's been in Italy for a while. It's just now making it to the United States. And we represent the only company who is producing this material in the United States, a company called Fiandre USA. Hmm. So we're very excited about that and look for that market to really take off over the next 6 to 12 months.
So you could install one of these sheets of tile as a shower surround, and instead of the tile installer laying multiple tiles one by one, it's just putting up an entire sheet to create that shower surround.
That is absolutely correct. And you know, it's a lot different from an installation standpoint. So far in Charleston, there are, that I know of, there are three folks that are certified to do it. You know, so it's, most tile guys would be able to do it, but they need to be certified. So if it's something that these folks are interested in, we can certainly put them in contact with one of the three that we've had certified so far. And I expect a lot more people to get into this market as well, as far as installers.
And is it these tile sheets, are they a solid color, or is there a design to them?
Oh yeah, I mean, just about anything that you can see in here, the you know, like a marble look or a stone look or a concrete look, and again, that, because it's so new, there's only a small bucket to pull from, so to speak. But as the market grows for that, I fully expect you to be able to get just about anything in that product that you will in a 12 by 12 or an 18 by 18 or whatever.
Hmm. And is it, it being porcelain, is it a through body kind of thing? So if it does chip, you're not seeing the white underneath the top coat?
That is correct, yes. And that's the difference in the vendor that we represent versus some of the other ones that are out there. But yeah, and so you're exactly right. It's great for commercial applications. It's great for residential applications. We have tons of photos and things like that that we can show you.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you about, you know, you've got Meltzer Tiles is well known as being, are you still the biggest tile showroom in South Carolina?
As far as I know, yeah.
Nobody's come to debate that, huh?
Nobody's told me there's a 7,501 square foot showroom, so I think so. And what, you know, it's not always important to be the biggest, as it is to try to treat your customers the best, and that's really what we try to do.
So you got this 7,500 square foot showroom here at Meltzer Tile, and then you've got an even bigger space in the back for contractor sales, and also that huge warehouse that Meltzer Tile has.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to call them the bucket and trowel guys. The contractors are, you know, the sort of the backbone of what we do. Those are the guys we see every single day. So we have a 3,600 square foot area there where we have shower mock-ups and things where we show products and corner shelves and all the installation products. And then, of course, we have a 30,000 foot warehouse. So, you know, you can conceivably come in and select something today and we can load it in your truck for you. Unlike the home centers where you have to load it, we'll actually load it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take it with you the same day.
Mm, very good. And there's always material in that back back area near the warehouse where the contractor sales is, that's always has discounted tile.
That is exactly right. Some of our discontinued product that either we've decided to no longer carry or the manufacturer has discontinued. And then we just have some specials. Like right now, we have a special. The wood plank tile is really popular right now. So we have three different colors of wood plank tile, porcelain, commercially rated, $1.89 a square foot. And it's,
nice.
We're selling through it like hotcakes. So.
Good deal. Well, tell folks how they can get in touch with Meltzer Tile.
Well, you can call us at 843-744-5345. You can visit our website at MeltzerTile.com, or you can come see us right here at 4965 Dorchester Road. Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile, and thanks to Melser Tile for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road, and now we're talking with Frank Januzzi with Leisure Depot. How you doing, Frank?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Frank, take a moment and tell everybody about Leisure Depot.
Leisure Depot is a great showroom, and we have all kinds of outdoor commodities or furnishings. Mm-hmm. We do pools, hot tubs, patio furniture. We've started doing pergolas and outdoor fireplaces. Really, anything you can use to turn your outdoors into a fantastic living space.
Mm-hmm. And Leisure Depot is located right up Dorchester Road from Melser Tile. And we were talking about the size of Melser Tile showroom, and Leisure Depot's got a pretty big showroom as well.
Yes, it is quite a large showroom. I think it's one of the largest show places you can go to see a variety of patio furniture or pools and spas in the Lowcountry.
Is Leisure Depot a local company, or are you guys a franchise?
No, it's local. We've actually been in, the families behind it has been in business for over 50 years with this kind of business. But regionally, we've been in this area for over 15 years.
Hmm.
And the people that own it and run it live here and work here. And our employees actually own a lot of the products that we sell.
Hmm.
So they really are experts on all of this equipment, whether it's patio furniture, whether it's pools, spas, Big Green Egg.
Nice.
So many of them own all our products and use them and are very knowledgeable.
Right, right. Leisure Depot does a great job with your advertising and marketing. You got that great jingle, and I guess that's what kind of led me to think that you're a national company, because you've got that kind of a really good imaging for Leisure Depot.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. And we do have all the fun, so.
There you go. Well, if someone is interested in outdoor furniture, can they go to Leisure Depot?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got some of the best quality outdoor furniture around, from all-weather wicker furniture, cast aluminum furniture, some really nice styles. And some of our people have a great eye, and they're always putting combinations together that wouldn't necessarily come out of the box that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming up with some really fantastic seating groups and ideas. And they're always happy to work with the customers to find just that perfect solution for your perfect yard.
And is there a difference in quality in terms of what you might find at Leisure Depot versus maybe buying your patio furniture at like one of the big box stores?
Definitely. We source furniture that is ideally suited for this environment and really has a lot of longevity.
When you say this environment, what do you mean?
Well, here in the Lowcountry, we have kind of a unique environment. We have a little bit of salt air going on because we're close to the ocean. We have a lot of heat, a lot of sun. So we try and go with products that are going to survive well and hold up very well in these kind of conditions.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the patio furniture you can buy at big box stores is made out of steel, which will rust up really, really quick in this.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of times our people consider that kind of furniture as disposable furniture. If all you want is something that's going to be around for a season, well, that may be a great deal for you. But if you're trying to build an outdoor space that's going to be around for years to come, then you probably want to look more at the kind of furniture that we have.
What if someone is interested in, they've got some outdoor space, they want to be able to entertain outdoors, and they're looking to convert that outdoor space into an outdoor living space. How can Leisure Depot help?
Well, it's amazing what you can do with the space right outside your door. A lot of people think of an addition on their home, and it's permits and construction and all kinds of stuff. But the reality is you already have a great space right outside your home. And if you furnish it right, it can be a whole nother room for you. Between patio furniture, a pergola, a fireplace, you can have a fantastic living room type space right outside in your backyard. You can actually put a kitchen outside in your yard. We've got outdoor kitchens, and you can incorporate a Big Green Egg into it. You can incorporate a refrigerator into it, all kinds of things. And so you can really host an entire party. You know, everybody's favorite room is the kitchen. You can put one outside.
Right.
Imagine the roof you can have outside with stars, clouds, and just beautiful weather.
Keep your house clean and entertain the guests outdoors.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sometimes, and I know this was the case with me, I could make a wish list of the things that I wanted in my backyard, but putting it all together, I needed help with that. How can Leisure Depot help help a customer who might be interested in, you know, a patio, a seating area, as you mentioned, an outdoor fireplace, maybe a kitchen, an outdoor kitchen or a grilling area? All these different elements, how could Leisure Depot help to seamlessly put it all together for a customer?
Oh, well, we'll work with customers on whatever their needs are. And we have a wide product range, and we have a lot of options available. But our sales staff is well-versed kind of across the board. So it's not like whoever you work with is only going to know a lot about pools or only know a lot about spas. They kind of are kind of well-trained all across our line, and they can really help you integrate all these products. So they know if you want to have a seating area that handles a certain number of people on a regular basis and add a spa and a pool and everything else, we can do that. We have all packages available.
So Leisure Depot can kind of help the homeowner with the design of that outdoor living space?
Sure, absolutely.
Good deal. What about, you mentioned pergolas being, what is a pergola, just so our listeners know?
Pergola is kind of a structure. It can have various types of roofs. Some of them you may have seen are kind of open slats, and it just gives you just enough shade that to make it comfortable, but it's still very open to the air. Some of them have more solid roofs, but it's basically a structure that consists of posts and some form of roof, either open or closed.
Kind of defines a space, and then... But it's not waterproof. A lot of them don't.
Depends on the roof. The sides typically are open, so yeah, you would have rain coming in from the sides if that were the case. But
gotcha.
You could certainly have one large enough to provide some shelter, even in some rain.
Are these custom built, or are you able to buy them in a way that they're certain dimensions already pre-made?
Well, we have a range of selection to work with. It's not entirely custom, but they are the kind of thing that does need a specialty installation. So it's not like you would just kind of drive away with one and put it up yourself.
Gotcha. And if someone did want an outdoor kitchen, you know, we've got football season coming up. The fall is a great time to be spending outdoors. What would be the elements that you would recommend to someone who wanted a outdoor kitchen, create an outdoor kitchen for the fall?
Well, you can't go wrong incorporating a Big Green Egg.
Right.
I mean, that's you can do everything in those. You can bake, you can cook, you can smoke, you can grill. So, I mean, that's almost a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a whole kitchen island set up out there, complete with a mini fridge and a secondary grill head and all kinds of things, it really helps you serve your guests as thoroughly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, you might want to look at having a hot tub, putting a little TV outside, maybe even a pool.
Right. And speaking of swimming pools, Leisure Depot is known for your Radiant pools. What is a Radiant pool?
So Radiant is a very special product. We often find people in this region can run into some challenges when they want a pool. The water table is very high here, and so sometimes it's difficult to go in the ground with pools. Sometimes homeowners' restrictions and covenants restrict what you can do in terms of pools. And the Radiant is a really special product because of the way it's constructed. It's so heavy-duty, and the material used is very resistant. And so we're able to do everything with that, from putting it completely in the ground to half in the ground to completely above the ground. And so you can landscape around it, you can do all kinds of things, and it's really, really helps get around some of those issues that may be design related or yard related.
And you were mentioning to me before we started the interview today that there's a new type of radiant pool.
Right. It's not so much a new type, but what they've started doing is incorporating steps into the vinyl liner pools, which is a really interesting new feature. So you can have steps going down into the pool as opposed to typically a ladder or something like that. Hmm. And they look very nice.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And and then if someone wanted a hot tub, this time of year I can't imagine getting into a hot tub. Does it always have to be hot? Or
it doesn't. They aren't designed to cool necessarily, but we've heard plenty of stories from customers that have put in a couple frozen milk jugs in there.
Right, there you go.
To get the temperature down a little bit. You can do all kinds of things. You don't have to heat it.
Right.
You could leave it down. If you leave the cover off, some of the heat will escape. So people do things to bring the temperature down a little bit this type of year, if that's what you're interested in. There's nothing wrong with using it hot either, because the heat actually helps with the hydrotherapy and it helps soothe your muscles. So I understand you don't necessarily want to get into a hot tub of water when it's particularly hot outside.
Right.
But if you use it for therapy, you might. So it's
and
up to you.
And if you're pressed for space in your backyard, or you just don't want to make the commitment to a full swimming pool, a full-size swimming pool, a hot tub is a great way to just gives you a place to go to after work to unwind and have a glass of wine or beer with your wife or husband or that kind of thing.
When you talk about space restrictions and wanting a pool, there's actually a really amazing product that we have called a swim spa. I don't know if you've heard of these before, but they're rather large spas to the point that you could actually swim in them, and they have a jet that creates the resistance against you. It's
okay.
Almost like a treadmill for water.
Right.
So you
right.
can swim against the jet and get a swimming workout and in a much more compact space than any kind of pool.
Hmm. And what sizes do those come in, the swim spas?
You have me on terms of dimensions. I'm not sure.
Well,
I can't tell you numbers, but generally you're looking at probably 10 to 15 feet long.
Okay.
So it's certainly can go in a space where you couldn't do a pool.
Right.
But you could do a swim
right.
spa.
Do you always have to have that jet on? Or
no,
you,
absolutely not. You can control it just like any other spa. You can determine which jets are working, which ones aren't. They have different seating groups. If you just want to enjoy it as a spa, you certainly can. But you also can get a workout or swim or whatever you want to do.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Leisure Depot?
Well, come see the amazing showroom. You can see so many of our products there. We have a lot of our products in stock as well. So if there's something you want, a lot of times you can walk out with it same day. We're at 8250 Dorchester Road, just very close to the Ashley Phosphate Dorchester intersection. You can go to our website at www.myleisuredepot.com. Come on in, call the store, 843-552-7272.
All right,
we're happy
great.
To talk to you.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to Frank Januzzi with Leisure Depot. Thanks so much, Frank.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, and very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Andrew Magali with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How are you doing, Andrew?
Fantastic. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Andrew, take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
Well, we've been in business since 1966. We started in Augusta, very strong there, and we started expanding out. Now we've been in Charleston for quite a few years mm-hmm. and just serving the community and doing what we can do.
Gotcha. So a lot of people are familiar with Ultimate Gutter Guard, the gutters that you folks specialize in. But what they may not know is Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern also can help you with your windows.
Yeah, yeah. So like you said, we specialize in gutters, Ultimate Gutter Guard. That's their name. But we do windows and siding and different events, our different specialties. But our windows, we've been installing a lot lately due mainly to the heat of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people to cut down their electric bill, more energy efficient windows. And quite frankly, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
are these what type of materials are these replacement windows also or for new construction?
So we don't do a lot of new construction. We do remodels of mm-hmm. homes, and so they're vinyl windows, and so they all come with a lifetime warranty.
I gotcha. And why vinyl? Why vinyl windows? Is why are they why do they stand up so well to the elements and so forth?
Vinyl is just a really good product, and the vinyl that we use is built and made specifically for that window. So I don't know if you know, but some windows that are out there, they take recycled vinyl and then they melt it back and then make it into a window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our vinyl that we use is only made specifically for that window. So that what that means is it holds up better, and it actually is a true white if you wanted to get white versus a little bit of a blue hue to it.
Mm-hmm. How would a homeowner know that they may have a problem with their existing windows and need to look into replacing them?
Well, a few noticeable things, you know, when you go by the windows, you can feel there's a heat or cool difference with that. Some people actually, when we go to, they may see some cracks around the window frame itself, or some fogging in between the panes of glass.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you have some sill issues, and you need to get that looked at, and that'll help out energy costs and make it look a little nicer for you.
What about can older windows get drafty, or how do some of those older windows end up losing energy for a homeowner?
Well, typically a lot of the older windows that we are used to taking out and putting in some new, they're old wooden frames. So with wood, through time, it expands, it contracts, and it just kind of wears down over time. And that's another reason why we use vinyl and not wood, is because we can give a lifetime warranty because of the great material that it is.
Mm-hmm. And that heat gain that you were talking about, like when you do walk by a window and you can feel that radiant heat of the sun shining through, and your old windows, when you get your windows replaced by Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, what will happen when you walk by that window and the sun shining on you?
You're going to be amazed at the difference. When our guys come in to kind of show the people the different products that we offer, they actually bring in a little heat lamp and then put our glass in front of the heat lamp and get you to feel behind it. And then you're going to have that same experience where there is no heat coming through. And it also depends on, you know, which type of window you're going to use, of course. But it's really quite amazing.
Hmm. Yeah. Are the windows easy to maintain? Are they easy to clean?
Yeah, so our windows, they're double hung. And so you can open the bottom up a little bit, unclip the sides. You can pull it in, wipe the outside from the inside, which is very nice. And you can also do the same thing to the top.
Mm-hmm. So no climbing ladders in order to clean your windows?
Not unless you want to.
Right. And and will a homeowner really notice a difference in their power bill when they get their old windows replaced by replacement windows from Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
You're gonna notice a tremendous difference in your power bill, but more importantly, you're gonna notice how cooler your house is. You're gonna see it on your bill, but you're just gonna feel it inside as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well. Let's talk about the product that's the namesake for Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, the gutter guards. What is a gutter guard?
Well, a gutter guard is a guard that protects your gutters, so you don't get trash and leaves and other things in there, and so you don't have small trees growing out of there, which we see all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Charleston, you know, you get a little acorn in there, and then you got a little tree before you know it. So it allows a protection for that. It actually looks like a beautiful trim on your house as well. So it adds a little bit of beauty, gives functionality, so you don't have to get up on that ladder that we just talked about and risk trying to pressure wash it out or clean it out, and risk injury to yourself if you come off that ladder.
Mm-hmm. What happens, I guess I'm just thinking, I haven't had Ultimate Gutter Guards on my gutters, but I had some sort of a guard on uh-huh. them, and they got clogged. Then they got leaves on top of that. So I don't know.
You maybe kind of have a mesh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. There's a few different products that are out there, and the mesh works well in some cases, but ours is a smooth metal piece that goes over top. So if leaves or pine straw or whatever gets on top, as soon as if it's wet, as soon as it dries off, it blows off.
Okay.
So you don't have that leaf sticking in and kind of creating a different barrier and allowing for other backup behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a smooth area on top and it allows for easy flow of water. And if anything gets on top, it just blows right off.
And the holes that are in that guard, are they small enough so that it, like the stem of a leaf might not get stuck in there or something like that?
Well, there's no holes at all.
There's no holes at all?
No holes at all. So it's a complete metal sheet over the top.
Okay.
And it's bent, and it has ridges on there to allow for the water to be able to flow into the gutter instead of running off the front.
I see. Okay. And do you have to have new gutters installed in order to get the ultimate gutter guard, or can they be retrofit onto your existing gutters?
We have the ability to retrofit some types of other gutter system, open gutters. Typically, we come out, we look at it, we do an inspection. We look behind the fascia board to see if there's any rot, because it may look good up front, and we look behind, and there's a bunch of rot, and you're going to want to take care of that before you even try to do something else. So we give a full inspection, and when we come out, it's going to be good.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about the replacement windows or the ultimate gutter guards by Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Super easy. So our website is gutterscharleston.com. So that's GUTTERS, charleston.com. Or you can call us at 843-410-0645.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking to Andrew McGauley with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Meltzer Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Great, Tim. How about you today, man?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. Thank you. We're a full-on start-to-finish design, manufacture, install, custom cabinetry company. Our manufacturing facilities are right here in the North area, and we help clients walk through the whole process. So if somebody comes to us with drawings, we can execute what they have, or if they have a little more of a blank slate, we're happy to sit down with them and really help them figure out the best utilization of space, their design preferences, what's going on in the industry, things coming like that. So help them. And of course, we see the project all the way through to installation, because I won't say nothing's worse, but it's pretty bad when you invest a lot in the design and layout of the kitchen only to have it poorly executed in the home by a third party somewhere.
In other words, if a cabinet company was to sub out the installation work to some crew, somebody,
right,
versus your people here at HWC Custom Cabinetry that fabricate the cabinets and then install them, take it from step one all the way through.
That's right. And if something's missing, you know, we're human too. We forget things from time to time. So if something is missing, it's very easy for us to fix that or take care of that, usually before anybody even knows about it. Whereas buying cabinets off the shelf somewhere or factory, they've got to say, well, I got to order that piece of crown mold, and they're kind of backed up, so it's 6 weeks. It's like, right, you want to move into your kitchen, but you can't. And so we eliminate that headache.
Good deal. Well, what kinds of design trends are you seeing at HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, I tell you, it's really exciting to be in this business right now with everything going on in our industry. You know, obviously, everybody is kind of an uptick, the swing coming out of the recession the last several years, Charleston in particular, with things going on. So there's those market factors. But just some of the things I'm seeing, a move away from some of the more rustic, traditional inset cabinetry that has so dominated this area down here. People seem to be getting a little more attuned to the realities of that design. It's been very designer driven and magazine driven over the years. It's never been an especially functional cabinet. It wastes a lot of space. You have a lot of I'm going to call them technical challenges. Doors and drawers rub, and so the paint doesn't wear on it well. Or just kind of, do you really want to spend $20,000 on a kitchen and then you go to close a drawer and you've got to kind of shimmy it home because a door hits the face frame that's inset. You know, it's just kind of a nuisance like that to a large degree. Different engineering reasons for that, but it's been a very design-driven thing. I'm finally seeing a little bit of a move away from that. We've never offered that internally. We've offered some good alternatives to that that give the nice flush look for our clients, but without sacrificing the engineering aspects. You know, everything operates the way it should over the life of the cabinetry, as well as give you the functional or the utilization of the space in those areas. But I'm seeing less of those things come into our door as well, though. So they're wanting a nice, smooth look, but they don't have to have inset, which I think is just a smart decision all the way around.
What does the inset look like? Or how do you distinguish that from another style of cabinetry?
Everything is very flush. In other words, it's kind of like looking, we're in front of this stone countertop here, and everything, or tile countertop, everything's very smooth and brought up to the surface, where if you look at traditional moldings or traditional cabinetry, the doors are laying on top of stuff, so there's these little kind of step in and out of the different profiles and things. And inset cabinetry is usually hallmarked by just everything's very brought out to the front, very monolithic, kind of blocky looking. So that's softening a little bit as far as demanding that particular exact style and allowing some things in. I think that might be because the other thing we're seeing more of is more contemporary stuff coming to town. There's always been kind of a small niche of that, but it's expanding. We've got a number of really cool, awesome looking contemporary things that we've done recently and are in the works right now. So excited about those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you think of Charleston as being a very traditional city, an older city, historic, but you know, it's really neat to see like some modern looking cabinetry maybe installed in an older house with that maybe has, you know, brick. You can expose brick or it just mixes.
That's right.
The industrial, mixes well with or the modern look mixes well with the old traditional too.
It keeps it fun, and you know, the reality is, it's, you want that 67 Nova maybe in the garage that you really enjoy working on kind of as a guy, or whatever, or Ford, if you're a Ford guy, doesn't matter, but that's not your primary go-to car. It's not what you want to travel across the country in. It's fun and cool to have, but for your daily stuff, you're in the kitchen a lot. That's where families are gathering. That's where you're cooking. There's just this continuing increase in trend in cooking, and more meals are being prepared in the home. And so having good, functional, well laid out spaces that allow you to minimize the amount of time you're wasting rummaging around, now where is that, or walk into the refrigerator, which is 10 feet away from the sink or something crazy like that. So working in from the design to the end install like we do really lets us help solve a lot of those problems that you don't notice until you're in it and you're having to deal with it, but then it's too late.
Jay, very quickly, what is your background? You haven't been a cabinet maker your whole life, right?
No, but it's funny you ask because, you know, I guess as I reflect, I've been a cabinet maker a lot longer than I've done anything else now. I guess a little over 20 years ago, started in this industry after running nuclear power plants for the Navy on submarines, and then started working for a company doing commercial work about 9 years. And then 2004, my wife and I started HWC. And you know, been through the recession and different things, but that it's been very good. So I bring a lot of engineering background to the table. So function, the form is always important, but function is really critical in my mind. It's very important to me, being a cook myself and enjoying cooking, preparing, doing manufacturing. I bring all those together in our designs, and our whole design team does, really, to give our clients the best utilization of that space. So we aren't limited. A lot of people talk design or work triangles in a kitchen, and that has its place, but that's not an exclusive thing. Mm-hmm. And if that's all somebody's talking about, that's nice, but they're kind of limited. We bring flow manufacturing to the table as well as part of what influences our design. So it's like, how do I most efficiently get from pulling stuff out of my fridge, prepping it, getting it ready, to putting it on the table and doing it well with a minimal wasted time of space and steps and walking around, doing things that just don't add value or get the job done any quicker.
And you're a kind of a systems kind of guy, someone who knows how to be the most efficient, not just with your staff and the process, but also materials and so forth. And how do all these efficiencies translate to the customers of HWC?
That's a very good question and comment. I am very system oriented by nature, and what we found is we start with some very high quality materials in our production processes. So strictly from a price point of view, that puts us at a disadvantage kind of out the gate, if you will. But what we work very hard at doing is a continual process of not just improving, but removing waste from the processes of what we do. Our company meets currently twice a week as a group to really just talk about the improvements we're making. Where do we see waste? Because you have lots of waste, whether it's inventory, you have a bunch of stuff sitting, occupying warehouse space for no good reason, maybe walking or looking for stuff, or somebody's getting a tape measure out to measure where those hinges go yet again. Why are they doing that? That should all be very automated or systemized, so you're not wasting time on things that should already be decided. Mm-hmm. And then it allows us to be creative with our customers, both in terms of the design aesthetics, the function. Oh, I want a thing over here so it pulls out and turns around and does this for me. We got time to really put into that. So it lets us offset some of those costs in the high quality materials we have. So it's not an exorbitant price tag at the end of the day. You know, we're not the cheapest game in town. Never really make that claim. But we feel like we provide an exceptional value for the money you do spend. You get some of the best quality materials out there, some of the best manufacturing. Our systems are very computer automated, all the way from our front office, our CAD software, to the machinery that's actually cutting parts and getting them ready for assembly. We do our own hand finishing. We feel like that's an area that's very important to be done exceptionally well by hand. Mm.
Sounds like you if you buy cabinetry from HWC Custom Cabinetry, you're going to have superior materials and not have to pay a higher price for that, because you're offsetting that with some of the efficiencies.
That's right. You can spend a lot more money than what we charge for our cabinets. And plus, you get to see every one of our clients. We walk through our manufacturing facilities, and so it's not just a showroom visit with a bunch of pretty cabinets. You actually get to see stuff happening that day, whatever's in the shop that day or when you're there, touch and feel finishes. Sometimes clients have to be there when they've got a project going through as well. I'm happy to let them see what's going on that day for their house or whoever's.
Well, how can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, we can be reached at www.hwccustomcabinetry.com, online, obviously. You can also call us at 843-207-0750. And myself or one of my designers will be more than happy to sit down and help you.
And your showroom location?
We are located at 4675 Franchise Street in North Charleston. And that's basically right across from the Bosch plant off Dorchester Road.
Good deal. Well, we've been talking to Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. How are you doing, Alan?
Great, Tim. Thanks.
Alan, take a moment and tell everybody about Coastal Design Builders.
Coastal Design Builders is a design build company. Mm-hmm. And that's a design build term is coming of age now. It started being around maybe 5 years ago or so. But essentially it means that a builder has chosen to not just take blueprints, price it, and build it, but to either work with an architect or a designer. And they can be obviously architects, and they're independent designers. But then there are just a couple of us in the area that are able to do our own design mm-hmm. build process. And that's not that usual. And then what I added to that process of design build is that when a homeowner has a contract for, let's say, a custom house or an addition, then I provide, as part of the contract, interior design services. So rather than say go to this tile store or this lighting store, I will interview them and find out from pictures that they give me what their interests are and help to pull the whole project together, because homeowners will see a picture and say, I like this room, like a kitchen, but they don't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so either I or designers that I work with go with the client to the store. So it's really a three-tier process. And with those three, virtually no one in the Charleston area does that except me.
Hmm. Very good. Very good. So the design build process, that can really be very, very efficient for not just the builder, but the homeowner also, because if a house is being designed by a second party, there's a lot of different ways to build a house. And the architect or that home designer might choose a certain avenue to do certain things. But you as the builder, the person that will ultimately be constructing that house, you can look at ways to, I think the term is value engineering, right? To try to reduce costs without necessarily reducing, without sacrificing anything from the homeowner standpoint.
Yes, right. The value engineering, in fact, there's another element that then when, let's say, I've started building a custom house and we're framing, and I'll look at, you know, the prints, and I'll say, well, guys, you know, this isn't exactly what's, you know, on the prints. So let's make that correction. But I remember all the conversations with the homeowner. So at any stage, I will know if something is done right, even if it's built exactly to framing specifications. There might be a paint color that I walk in and I'm saying, that's not the paint color I remember discussing. Mm-hmm. Let's not go any further. So there's no disconnect mm-hmm. between building design and finish work, which is that makes it efficient, as you said.
Right, right. And that word disconnect, that's a good word to use, because there can be a disconnect between the different parties that are involved with with building a house. And sometimes it's better that it's all kind of under one roof.
Yes, it is. It is. And another thing that's changing slowly, that I don't know that I've talked with you about it, but for a long time, homeowners have approached a custom home project as a consumer product, like they were buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
And when you buy a car, you can go and get a basic model and then see what colors and variables, and then you can either go online or go to several dealerships. But in building, it's, you know, picking the lot relative to the sun. And when I say, are you morning people or evening people, when we're looking at a lot, they'll say, what are you talking about? And I say, well, this lot is facing south. So if I design the house and you're early risers, fine, I'll have the bedroom on the east side when the sun comes up on the east, or vice versa. And so when I start sharing ideas like that with homeowners, they go, oh, okay, I guess there's a lot more to it. And I'm trying to educate them to that they almost really need to pick a builder who they trust and have checked out to go through the process. The old way was get three bids, but the problem was that there was no standard design pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then that created a pure bidding war, and that's not the way to get the biggest bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
It's really working with a builder through all the stages to bring all these ideas together for your budget.
Mm-hmm. So Coastal Design Builders, we've been talking a lot about new construction, but you can also help homeowners out with remodeling and renovations.
Oh yes, yeah, I've actually been doing both. I started initially with custom home design and building 30 years ago. It doesn't seem that long, but when I say it, 30 years is a lot of years. And then for about 25 years, I've been doing remodeling and additions. I like particularly kitchens and master suite additions, a den to swimming pool additions like I did at James Island a year ago. So a lot of people are wanting to stay put. A lot of older couples are saying, this is going to be, I want to live here. I just retired and I don't want to move. So Alan, I want to, you know, redo all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Is there any job too small for coastal design builders?
Well, at this point, there is, because, as you well know, Charleston is absolutely booming right now. And if I get a call, and I get calls and I get emails saying, "Well, would you replace my front door? It's rotting. Or will you do my bathroom?" And I ask questions, and it's a 5x7, just retile the floor. No, kitchen remodels are fine, but then beyond kitchens, which can range from $40,000 to $100,000 for additions and other projects, basically about $75,000 or $80,000 on up is what I'm doing right now.
Gotcha. Well, and that is part of the process of finding the right builder, and there's the right construction professional out there for everybody. And you want a builder that is going to be motivated and excited about your project, and not something that is going to be an afterthought. So that's good that you're honest with these potential customers.
Yes, right. I got an email 2 days ago that said, "I want to build a 750 square foot, 2-story, 3-bedroom, 1-bath for about $80,000, and that's $105 a square foot for a brand new house. There's no house. I don't think production builders locally can build a house for that kind of money and that small a house.
Right.
So I had to say, sorry.
What is an average cost per square foot these days? Do you get that question a lot?
One of the first questions, absolutely. And it's just like saying, "Well, do you want a Ford or do you want a Ferrari?" And of course, everyone would like to have a Ferrari, but I get chuckles from that. But I think that you've got two main categories. There's the house that sits on a crawl space, and if it's got hardy siding, no brick or stone, that it can range from probably 140 to 160. But I'm doing a lot of work with drive under in flood zones, and so that's going to be a range of probably 180 to almost $200, because when you're doing the one story raised, there's a lot of concrete, a lot of columns, like 25 or 30 structural columns. But then if someone wants a vinyl house that's a couple thousand square feet, then that can go down to probably 130, 135. But most of the calls I get want hardy siding or brick or stucco.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Design Builders?
Well, my phone number is 843-300-9383. And then I have a website, which is www.coastaldesignbuilders.com. And in there, they can look at my gallery and services. And there's a place to contact me within the website.
Good deal. Okay. Well, we have been talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks, Tim. I'm talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.